Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Minutes past the hour. It's a DJV show. Doug Steffen is out this hour, but we are here. The ladies holding it down. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And a special shout out to our buddy Luke, who's holding it down for us at our uplink in Washington, D.C. And ladies, just trying to keep lighthearted because it has been hard to watch over the last 24 hours in Ukraine. The battle for the capital city of Kyiv is underway. What's happened over the last 24 hours, and literally this is falling fast, and once you saw how Vladimir Putin had entered Ukraine with his 190,000 Russian troops, you realize that this wasn't probably going to last all that long, although the Ukrainian soldiers and military and just Ukrainian people who have been handed guns by the government took up arms to fight off the Russians. They've been doing, as better than I think most people expected them to do. But Vladimir Putin had this area that was surrounded on three sides. He had troops entering from the north, from Belarus, which is might as well be a Russian property. He had them coming in from the east, where he has already set up a stronghold, and then even from the south, using amphibious technology to enter through Crimea. And so Ukraine found themselves surrounded. There was also air support, and they controlled the airspace at this moment, and Ukraine had very little chance of fighting back. But they did, and they continue, and that's where we start today with the battle that continues over the capital city of Kyiv. The airstrikes, blasts heard throughout the night. The U.S. Yesterday, the Biden administration and the president himself said that Russia is looking to encircle the city and take it over. A Ukrainian official said that the city has been hit by Russia missiles. And it's just happening a lot quicker than I think a lot of people thought. Certainly, this is not a surprise, I think, to most of us, Victoria.
Yeah.
If you listen to Vladimir Putin, you heard him say that he wanted to to bring up the USSR again. And certainly that he wants to do. I just think that most people felt that this would be kind of a slow progression across the country of Ukraine and not all one big capture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone knew that it was not a matter of if this was going to happen. It was a matter of when. But this is happening so much faster than anybody could have prepared for.
And I think that you watch all of them trying to leave yesterday. I mean, Kyiv is a city of 3 million. You had everybody on the roads trying to get gas, emptying out ATMs, trying to get groceries, sleeping in subway stations. It's awful.
And she's a journalist who was doing a report, and he was finally putting on the that bulletproof the safety vest that had press on it. And then all of a sudden he starts hearing everything in the background, and he is a professional, and I can't remember his name, forgive me, but he is a professional, and he is doing his job, and he is continuing on. But you can see when you just look at it, I'm getting chills thinking about it. You see the terror in his eyes, and it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's
just, sure you were saying, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, in terms of, like, you know, other people that we would, you know, recognizable names, Sean Penn is in Ukraine. He's been filming a documentary.
By choice,
and he's staying. Yeah, and so the Ukrainian officials have been in touch with him, and he's gone to press briefings, and he is staying with his documentary crew, and basically he's hoping to capture as much of this as possible. He's been to the borders. I mean, he's really been all over. And this started, I think, back in, like, October or November. He started working on this project in Ukraine. And then for fans of Dancing with the Stars, Maxim, who is one of the pro dancers and probably, I would say, besides Julianne Hough, probably, like, the most famous of or most well-known of all the professional dancers to come from the show, he is a judge for World of Dance, which, you know, that show, I don't know if that was the one that J-Lo did, but anyway, he's doing a Ukrainian version of World of Dance, and so he's stuck there right now. And I started following him on Instagram when I saw that his wife had posted, please send prayers to Max, and It is unbelievable. He's just been like a journalist. I mean, he's been outside. You hear the air raid sirens going. It just, he's right in Kyiv. He's in a bomb shelter in a hotel. He's in the center of town. It just, he said he's a couple blocks from the main Capitol building. It just seems like it's not a safe place to be, but he keeps reassuring everyone that he is safe. So I hope
they're saying that Kyiv is actually it's actually a little bit better than the other city. I think it's Kharkiv is how you say it. That was where the bloodiest fighting, I think, and most damaging airstrikes have been. But in the next couple of days, Kyiv is ground zero. That's where the president, Vladimir Zelensky, is. That's where, the capital and the stronghold is. It was interesting to note yesterday how this is really fluid. And Ukraine is not laying down for this. And that is that Russia had captured an airfield, a military airfield next to about 10 or 15 miles outside of the capital city of Kyiv, which is important, right? It locks down airspace. It prevents goods and weapons and materials that they need to fight from getting in and out because it's a military airport. It also would prevent Zelensky from getting out. If things got real, they wouldn't be able to usher him out of that area. And Russia took it over. But later in the day, apparently Ukraine fought back and they were able to recapture it. And I think they still have
control
of that.
Kind of amazing, right?
Yeah, they still have control of that now. They also, the Russians have taken control of Chernobyl. And yesterday, early in the morning, at least West Coast time, well, maybe midday, actually, mid-morning, there were some concerns that the fighting over Chernobyl could have caused nuclear waste to seep out. But now you've got Russia in charge of Chernobyl, which I think has caused not only our country, but especially European nations to think, what's going on? And speaking of that, what is going to happen next? Is this going to be enough for Vladimir Putin? Is Ukraine enough? Or because he's got very little pushback from the global community, does he think Poland is next? Does he think that the Baltic states would be very easy to fall, even easier than Poland? All of them are NATO allies. But in the position that Vladimir Putin's in, if he can capture Ukraine, which it looks like will be pretty easy to do, what is there anything next? What's next for him? What's his vision look like?
That's the big question. I thought it was interesting, as we know, the global pushback has been pretty loud from protesters around the world, and 1,700 Russians were actually arrested in Moscow, and I think that's in St. Petersburg. I think that's pretty ballsy, because they are protesting what Putin is doing. They're obviously informed. They know that his whole pretense for going into Ukraine is just a joke, and it's not, none of it's real. And so fighting off Ukrainian, aggression and all the other lies that he's told his people, obviously not everyone has believed that. And so it's interesting that he's, off creating a war while at home there's kind of a civil war brewing. So it'll be interesting to see how long this goes. And like you said, what is his end game? I think that's the number one question that everybody has on their mind.
And the reason that I think people are looking at Vladimir Putin right now is that he's not, there's an effort. I heard people yesterday saying, well, he was just isolated during COVID. This is someone who is acting ideologically. And it kind of hit me, like, I think when we talk about extreme Islamic terror, and we say how it's not necessarily, geopolitical. It's not a traditional war where people are going to send soldiers. This is an ideological war against extremism. We kind of know now how to tackle that. But with Vladimir Putin, I think we do ourselves a disservice if we say, well, he was just quarantined too long, or, he's just a madman. That was the reporting on MSNBC yesterday that he was quarantined too long.
Ludicrous.
He's the only one on planet Earth that was quarantined for a little too long, apparently.
Wow. And said he just went, and then there's this report that, he's just a madman and he's gone crazy. Vladimir Putin is really, really, really smart. And he is playing this out and has been playing out options, I think, probably at least for years, probably if not longer than that. It might even be fair to say decades. He's a KGB guy. We know what his ideology is. We know that he is dealing with his own mortality. He wants to make the big moves. He wants USSR to be back. His legacy is extremely important to him. And I think to discount this as like a madman, we're not taking into consideration
what he's
done.
Underestimating the enemy by doing
absolutely. And by the way, I think that he has that he's made deals ahead. He knew he was gonna have the sanctions pushed against him. And so what did he do? He made banking deals with China. This is what he worked around what he knew the world community would do. He knew that the world community didn't want to engage in war. He knows that. He knew that it would be financial sanctions. And so from what I hear, he's made some deals even with the banking. So even if like the global community, and this is not in the purview of just Joe Biden, but if the UN and if the world community decides they want to pull him off the SWIFT banking system,
Biden wants to. That's a question. Why doesn't Europe want to? Because Biden clearly wanted to, and, you know, I guess part of negotiating with our partners, that's not something that Europe felt was safe to do.
It was Italy that wasn't ready to go for some reason. I don't know what the reason was, but I think Italy was one of the holdouts. But even so, from what I've heard, he's made these deals with Xi in China that would give him alternatives so that he wouldn't be completely financially cut off. We haven't even sanctioned him personally yet. I hope that is something that Biden will consider doing today. I'm surprised. I thought for sure that would be part of it yesterday. It is not. I mean, we need to
Lindsey
personally
Graham
make him
that's what
him
he
hurt.
Wants to do. So I think everyone is on board with that. I was surprised as well that wasn't. I have a feeling that there was probably some stuff that was still being worked out before that announcement would be made. But I also think that we're going to find out that this is all being bankrolled with crypto, because China has those crypto mines everywhere, and crypto is so hard to trace. I mean, we are just, as a financial banking system in America and in most developed nations, we are so far behind on being able to, you know, to trace any of these payments in crypto. It's so easy to hide. It's like the new offshore banking, except it's much, much harder to trace. So I have a feeling that that's really what China provided for him is just a whole lot of crypto stuff.
Yeah, it would make sense. And, of course, the markets are all over the place. There was a huge crash with the stock market yesterday. Yeah. It started to rebuild itself and get back into positive territory. The oil prices are ridiculous. Get ready if you're where I am in California, $6 gasoline probably right around the corner. And then, as you mentioned, there was even a crash with the cryptocurrency. So really interesting to see how this has economic impact. And for all the people who say, you know what, who cares about Ukraine?
I really have no time for those people. Like, hello?
I know. Even in our own backyard, we feel the repercussions. So we'll continue to follow that story. It's the DJV show at 19 minutes past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus?
Oh, those are in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Dougie is out this hour. In the meantime, the ladies are in charge. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here and with trending, as she does every day, our goddess of the interwebs, Jay Kirshner.
Oh, I like
here.
That.
I know. And we're going to talk Kim Kardashian, apparently, with some strong words for Kanye. We've got that story for you as trending continues on the DJV show.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, with what's going on. And don't forget, you can follow us on all of the social media platforms at DJV Show. Jay, Kim Kardashian is mad at Kanye.
Well, he is just stalling this divorce. She is asking on court again to finalize this divorce. She no longer wants to be married to him. She even says that he's just delaying everything. It's clear the relationship is over. He doesn't want it to be over. He is causing emotional harm by the social media posts he's doing. And I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but Kanye has been seen having the company of a woman who is like identical to Kim Kardashian.
Another Kim lookalike. It's
yeah,
so
and
creepy.
It is. It's astounding. You look at pictures of them side by side, and you could... It looks like this woman has completely modeled her entire look after Kim Kardashian, and now it's like Kanye can't have the real thing, so he'll go for the lookalike.
Ugh.
I feel so bad for the children, especially because of the battle they keep going between of Kanye doesn't want their kids on social media, North, I think, is the one that's on social media, and Kim is like, everything that she could see of you posting is far more damaging than what she's actually seeing by being
dancing
on social media.
On TikTok with her mom. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, I guess, you know, free speech and all, but, like, at what point can someone get to him and just say, look at the damage you're doing? Like, he's just... I mean, he's burning his life to the ground. Like, and I understand that there's mental illness here, and he has been vocal about refusing treatment. But, like, I mean, I don't know. It's really just from I'm not even involved in it, but just, like, watching it go down, it's just, it's frustrating. And you have to feel sorry. I feel sorry for the kids, and they're going to see this someday. And North is probably old enough to even know that there's some weird stuff going on. And then he chased...
They're old enough already.
Like, yeah. Well, and even not that,
and
the cousins
are Davidson. Older. Yeah, and he chased Pete Davidson off of Instagram, and he's attacking her boyfriend. I don't know. It's just, he's gone off the rails.
Yeah, and Kim even asked Kanye, or Ye, now is his name, the artist formerly known as Kanye West, that she's even asked him, talk to your fans. There is real concern that some of your fans are going to hurt Pete Davidson.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
It's just, it's a mess. It is an absolute mess. I hope that a judge does grant her the divorce, because he just keeps coming back around like, nope, I'm gonna say no to this demand, and it's awful.
Yeah, how long can he stall, right?
Yeah, and you can if you're a spouse, unfortunately. All right, that's trending. Follow us at DJ V Show. More up ahead. It's 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Bentley Motors has announced an acceleration of its forward-thinking Beyond 100 strategy, the boldest plan of its kind in the sector. Key to the ambitious program will be the 5-in-5 plan, which commits Bentley to launching a new electric model each year from 2025, refining Bentley's credentials as the benchmark manufacturer in sustainable luxury mobility. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces stepped up their invasion of Ukraine by pressing the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, and attacking other key Ukrainian cities on Friday. Kyiv, a city of 3 million people, is a virtual ghost town this morning. Reports indicate Russian troops are within 20 miles of Kyiv, and the Ukrainians have shot down a Russian jet that slammed into a 9-story apartment building. Despite the sanctions imposed by Western allies on Russian currency, the ruble gained 2.3% against the dollar after hitting a record low in highly volatile trading on Thursday. 2 years ago today in South Carolina, then-candidate Biden announced he would put a black American woman on the Supreme Court. With a vacancy coming up later this year, Biden could be making his announcement today. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
The president is looking forward to announcing a historic, eminently qualified black woman to serve on the Supreme Court.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
President Biden imposes more sanctions on Russia's violent and deadly aggression in Ukraine on Thursday.
We've been transparent with the world. We've shared declassified evidence about Russia's plans and cyber attacks and false pretexts so that there could be no confusion or cover-up about what Putin was doing. Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia. This is going to impose severe costs on the Russian economy, both immediately and over time. We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies. I want to be clear. The United States is not doing this alone. For months, we've been building a coalition of partners representing well more than half the global economy. 27 members of the European Union, including France, Germany, Italy, as well as the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and many others, to amplify the joint impact of our response. I just spoke with the G7 leaders this morning, and we're in full and total agreement. We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen to be part of the global economy.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Nick Steffen's off this hour. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And we'll get to some lighter news in a few moments. But ladies, this school shooter, Ethan Crumbly, he's been in the news all week. We talked a little bit on the program about how he was being put on. They were having a hearing basically to decide where he should be, to determine if he should be in a juvenile facility. Right now, he's being held away from everybody. They're saying it's damaging to his psychological health, but too late. I mean, this is a guy, it was revealed, who read books and loved Stalin and thought that Adolf Hitler had a great legacy and liked to kill baby birds because he wanted to watch them die. Apparently, he would target cats
and he had rape fantasies that he would write about in his journal. I mean, this was a kid who's super disturbed, and so the controversy this week is he going to be better served, or will anybody be better served if he were in a facility where he'd have more interaction with people or in a juvenile environment? I think no. I think a psycho is a psycho. We got to worry about everybody else. But
do they do they treat psychos when they're in jail? Like, do they treat them with medication and stuff?
I think there's probably therapy and medication available. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even okay, I'm a big advocate for mental health. But even in this situation, why do we care about his? Why do we care about his well-being?
Well, and I think this is the problem. Give him the help that he needs to a certain point, but don't let him have access to additional victims if you know he's disturbed. I mean, the fact that they would think that they should put him into a juvenile facility where there are young people who are troubled, who could probably have a course correction, right? Who have gotten trouble for something.
And doesn't he already have fans? Like, he actually already has fans.
Ew. Because people are sick and they idolize bad behavior. It's pretty gross. But now his parents are on trial. There was a debate going on and a legal argument about whether or not his parents had any culpability and responsibility for the four people that Ethan Crumbly killed, because just days before that attack, they bought him a gun, thinking that their disturbed child needed to have a gun as an early Christmas gift. They bought it at a Black Friday sale. And a judge this week ordered that the parents of Ethan Crumbly, charged with killing four students at his high school in Michigan, have to stand trial on involuntary manslaughter charges.
Good.
Yeah. They're accused of getting the gun and making it available to him, not properly locking it up. The couple is accused of failing to intervene when they were told that there were signs of mental distress, showed his drawings in school meetings. They're still jailed on $500,000 bond. And last month, Ethan Crumbly's attorneys filed a notice of insanity. That's true. You really can't have it both ways. If you're going to say that this guy's insane and can't stand trial, well, then you really have to question the sanity of the parents who would give their insane child a weapon.
Well, and I read through some of the preliminary stuff yesterday with the parents' trial. They read through text messages that Ethan had with a friend where he mentions shooting up a school and he talks about the gun. The prosecution basically said, you know, anyone can be a horrible parent. If we, you know, this is not about just being a horrible parent. This is about watching a crime unfold and doing nothing about it and having all of the warning signs right in front of you. And like you said, Jen, including the day that he shot up the school, having, you know, the principal or whoever the official was at the school met with the parents and said, he shouldn't be here, take him home. And they said no, and they left him in school that day. And then we know what happened. And and the fact that the mother, she must be a psycho too, because the fact that that note between, I think it was a text message where he got caught with something, looking up ammunition or something on his phone, and then the mother said, like, well, just don't get caught next time, LOL. I mean, like, all this, it's just insane behavior. And I don't know.
I think that is probably a piece of evidence that they're looking at. And then on the day of the shooting itself, both parents, I think, what is it, Jennifer and James, I think is his name, both of them got called into the school after a teacher had seen all these disturbing, like, drawings about the shooting that Ethan Crumbly wanted to carry out. He had demonstrated bad behavior and strange behavior in the past. They bring the parents in and say, you need to take your kid home. Take him to lunch. Show him some love. And they didn't want to take him out. And so they go home, and that's when they start to hear the reports about the school. And then you get a text message sent from the mom to Ethan Crumbly saying, don't do it. And then the dad realizes that the gun is missing, and 20 minutes later calls the police and says, hey, the gun's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they check that immediately? Why wouldn't they look at his backpack? Why wouldn't they take him home? I mean, so many questions and what
they said they had to work, and that's why they couldn't take it. They couldn't take him home that day. They said they both had to return to work. That was the reason. This was like a 12-minute meeting too. This was not a long conversation. The other thing that I found really disturbing is that the text messages between Ethan and his friend, he talks numerous times about his mother thinks he's on drugs. And he says, all of my sadness and depression, she thinks it's because of drugs. I mean, he's admitting he knows he's depressed. There's just so much evidence that showed how negligent these two parents were. And I'm happy. I know that this doesn't happen all the time. This is very rare to have the parents of a school shooter be on trial. But I think that, you know, if this sets a new legal precedent, good. Because if you're out there and you're a parent and you're ignoring this stuff, whatever your excuses are, other children's lives could be on the line. So I'm happy they're moving forward with the trial.
Absolutely. Keep an eye on that one. Going on to some entertainment and pop culture news, but of course really kind of tentacles into the biggest story that we're covering today, which is the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Sean Penn, and you mentioned it earlier, Victoria, is staying in Ukraine, continuing to work on this documentary that he's making. Apparently, he was front and center at press briefings yesterday. He even met with the Ukrainian deputy prime minister and spoke to journalists and military personnel about the Russian invasion. I appreciate his dedication, but at some point I would say, you know, number one, you're putting yourself at risk. Maybe he can't even get out at this point right now. But is he distracting from the deputy prime minister? I don't know. I would say if you've got Russia breathing down your throat, I don't know if I would have a lot of time to talk to Sean Penn. That's just me.
Right. And he does. Yeah, you would think, right? I mean, this is a guy, though, he's pretty effective when he puts his mind to something. I remember, he got like a one-on-one time with El Chapo, and the rumor is that he had some sort of hand in bringing him down. It is interesting, and certainly we've seen all of his work in Haiti. He is a very boots on the ground, you know, physically and mentally, emotionally involved in all of these crises, so it'll be interesting to see what he does with the footage, because he's been filming a documentary over there since last October. So I hope he stays safe, but, you know, like the press, they've got a rough job too. And, you know, like Jay was mentioning earlier, that reporter realizing, okay, this is getting really close to home now. And you also have to wonder, like, most of the reporters today have probably never really been in a conflict zone. You know, it's not like the old days of Dan Rather or, you know, Tom Brokaw or, you know, people.
War-torn reporters. Yeah.
Being on the streets in Beirut or Baghdad or whatever. A lot of the younger reporters now, like, just they've never been in a conflict situation like that. So that must also add an extra layer of, it's already a terrifying situation.
Absolutely. And especially just to dive away from Sean Penn for a second, but I saw Steve Kerrigan is the name of the reporter that you were talking about, Jay, that has the, you know, he put his little war helmet on. I don't even know what those things are called, but you all know kind of that stereotypical look, you know, that little helmet, and he put that on, and he was visibly, I mean, he was shaken by what was going on around him. But there were reporters who were actually shot at by Russian military. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you watch most of the networks, if they're outside of Kyiv, if they're in the countryside, they are wearing shirts that scream press. They're like,
oh, yeah, I noticed
that. And the protection vest have press labeled. Yeah. And the reason for that is because yesterday, as this was going on, Russian officials actually shot at a member of the press. I don't know if it was American or from somewhere else, but they thought that this was someone who was out trying to take pictures of their location and disclosing their location, and they shot at them. So you notice that no one's messing around anymore. They have all the press outfits on. People know that this is the real deal. And also, if you notice, most of the reports that are coming in are very, like, very vague backgrounds, and I think they want to avoid any kind of disclosure about locations or operations if they are embedded with someone or if they're seeing troop movement, because they want to avoid getting shot at. I mean, Russia's not going to take any prisoners in this. They're just going to shoot and ask questions later. If they get it wrong, oh well, they move on. Pretty crazy.
It is. I don't know. How long is this going to go on for? I think that's just the hardest part of this is just waiting. I mean, sanctions, you know, it's not instant gratification with sanctions. It takes time for them to kick in. I think the sanctions that they've done so far, you know, could be pretty devastating when you see how much money they've isolated. But again, like you said, Jen, and I totally agree, China's clearly bankrolling this or giving Putin some sort of aid. And that's so obvious that, you know, they've they've been saying they refuse to condemn anything. They said they understand that, you know, Russia needs to fight back against Ukrainian aggression, and they're just perpetuating this lie that Russia has concocted.
It's, during the conflict when it started out in the early hours of yesterday, China takes planes and flies into Taiwan. And so you can just tell. I mean, it's almost like a wink at the rest of the world that Taiwan is coming and next. Taiwan's responded to that by saying they're bolstering up their military. But certainly it's got to be a concern. All right, the New York City Marathon, that's returning to 50,000 runners this November. This is a pretty good indication that things are getting back to normal. It's going to return to their pre-pandemic competition capacity of 50,000 runners, and it'll be the 51st anniversary. It'll happen on Sunday, November the 6th, and I think this is good. These stories kind of warm my heart. It's a sense that we're getting back to normal. Even if there's another surge, you don't have to participate. It's outdoors. You can take the steps to protect yourself, and I think that's all good news.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And especially for New York, this brings a lot of, you know, there's a lot of spirit and heart in the New York City Marathon as it winds through the five boroughs. It's just something that, you know, every year it's a constant and it's a big deal. And to have it canceled because of COVID was, you know, also a really big deal to cancel that.
Yep. It was only canceled after Hurricane Sandy. So good to see that that's back up and running, celebrating that anniversary. It's a DJV show at 47 minutes past the hour.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises. And you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. Freereportfast.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, this is just too good to keep to myself. Right now, Kohl's is giving rewards members double the rewards. As if taking an extra 20% off and earning Kohl's cash wasn't enough, you also get double the rewards? Shopping just doesn't get better than this. So if you're not already a member, do yourself a favor and enroll today. It's free to do in-store or online at Kohl's.com/more rewards.
You and your wallet can thank me later.
Must be enrolled in Kohl's Rewards to receive double Kohl's Rewards. Earn amount may vary. Offer ends February 27th. Some exclusions apply.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Past the hour, it is now time for the top five tech stories of the week. Starting with number five, the pandemic has obviously accelerated the usage of QR codes, taking them from, you know, they were kind of obscure before the pandemic, and now they became just sort of ubiquitous. They're in every restaurant, they're in businesses, they was prominently featured a floating QR code at the Sunday, at last Sunday's Super Bowl commercial marathon, and that was basically a floating QR code sending users to the website of Coinbase. 76 million Americans scanned a QR code in 2021. That is up 44% from 2 years before that. And that's expected to hit 100 million by 2025. Now, here's where the warning comes in. If you are still in a place where, you know, they don't hand you menus, or they're still asking you, any business is asking you to scan the QR code for whatever reason, make sure that there is not a sticker placed on top of the original code, because the FBI is warning there's so much fraud going on with QR codes that are taking people to dark websites, and they are stealing people's information, identity theft, financial information, things like that. And plus, you can get, you know, malicious sites have malware, all kinds of stuff that you don't want. So that is the official warning this week. Once again, reminding everybody, just make sure before you scan a QR code that you know it is a legitimate website. Check the link before you click on it and make sure everything looks real.
This is like the new checking your email address of who something's from before clicking anything.
Exactly. You have to make sure you know exactly what you're clicking on. Number four this week, Uber has been in the news this week because of something that riders have been asking for a really long time. You know what your rating is as a rider of Uber, but you don't ever get a breakdown. Now, Uber is actually giving you that information to see which drivers and how many drivers left you a one-star rating. And so, basically, Uber is letting people know, you know, we want everyone to behave better. Apparently, New York City is the worst behaved customer. Not that surprising. And all of Texas, apparently the best behaved riders. So they said you can now see of your most recent 500 trips on the platform. They want to incentivize good behavior. Now, to keep your ratings high, Uber advises riders to clean up after themselves, buckle their seatbelts, be on time, be respectful, and don't slam the door. You would think those are all pretty simple things, but apparently that's what gives people a lot of one-star ratings.
Goodness.
And so number three, Google is in the news this week. The Google Nest doorbell has been draining its battery faster than normal, or it's been stopping completely. And everyone has been up in arms about this. They've been calling the company. They're trying to figure out why it is, and it turns out Google Nest cams don't like cold weather, and it cannot maintain its charge at temperatures below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So there is now an update that they ran. Then they say that it might help with it. Even if your doorbell is hardwired to your house, those units are still experiencing a battery drain. And so they say the best thing you can do is if you live in a really cold climate and you don't want your battery to be draining, and obviously, you know, if you're asleep in the middle of the night, you don't want your camera to go out if it's a security measure. And so they said the best thing to do is when you charge your Google Nest doorbell, then bring them inside to charge them. Now, on the other side, they say, don't worry when we get to the warmer weather, because they can stay charged into over 100 degrees, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and you will not encounter any issues with your battery draining. So
I would have thought that it would be opposite, that the heat would be draining it.
Yeah, you would think so, but, you know, if you think about, like, metal contracts when it's cold, and so it's sort of like all the components in the battery, it makes sense that it just wouldn't be fired up the same way. Number two this week, AT&T was in the news, and they announced this week that they have ended their 3G service. Multiple older smartphones, countless other devices are no longer working this week. Now, the added features that everyone is accustomed to using on smartphones means that you have to have a new network and a faster network to support all of that. So AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile have shut down all of their 3G, and they're making room for 5G. Now, if you own a 3G phone that needs to be updated, you might actually get away with just doing an update, but definitely contact your internet service provider and your cell provider and see what your options may be. And then the number one story this week in tech, the IRS, of course, it's tax time coming up soon, and the IRS has abandoned the facial recognition software that became very controversial. And so in the future, they will be replacing that with login.gov for anyone who goes onto the IRS.gov site to file their taxes. But for this year, you'll have to do an in-person video interview to clearly identify who you are. That's going to be in replace of the recognition software, so it's a little bit better. All right, that's the top five tech stories of the week. It is 58 past the hour.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.